In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Blessed feast. С праздником! Today we are presented with the evidence of God's power shining forth. This is what's caused everyone in Jerusalem at the time of Christ's entry into that city to begin to move and respond. It's a response or a reaction to God's power. God's power that has been shown forth in the raising of Lazarus, the raising of a man who was buried and in a tomb, had been dead for 4 days. And yet the Christ, Jesus, by his voice, called him forth from the tomb. At Jesus' raising of Lazarus and his entry into Jerusalem, everyone began to react and respond to Christ's command over Hades. Everyone is reeling from the command, Lazarus, come forth, given while he was standing outside the tomb of that man who had been dead already for 4 days, his friend. By that voice, confronted with the power of God evident in the friend of God, Lazarus, walking out of his own tomb, Hades, the chief priests, the Pharisees, Judas Iscariot, the betrayer, began to fear and plot. While the sisters of Lazarus, the faithful disciples, and the great crowds that had gathered in Jerusalem to prepare and celebrate the High Sabbath began to rejoice. All were responding to the same word and power of Jesus Christ. Are we not also participants in that great day? We are here gathered with our own palms and branches, like the crowds that began and the children that began to climb the trees and take them down to welcome Jesus into their city, to welcome him as a king into his own city. For this is how Jesus Christ, the God-man, entered, as a king. The people of God, those great crowds, they turned their backs on the temple toward Bethany. And they began to rush to the gates of Jerusalem to greet their king that had forced the abode of the dead to give back one that it had claimed. This is why they did that. The news had spread from Bethany and all over, and so the great crowds came to not just see Lazarus, the proof of God's power, but to praise God, to give their thanksgiving to him and to greet him, to catch a glimpse of him who rode upon a donkey into their city. The people of Jerusalem heard this good news at the raising of Lazarus, and it traveled with great speed. The people begin to sing Hosanna and celebrate his triumph over death. They speak the truth in their praises. They speak the truth of the power that God alone possesses. The people pause in their preparations and turn away from this earthly temple and the markets to greet him who would become the Lamb of God who sacrifices himself for all. Though the crowd doesn't quite know this yet. St. Gregory Palamas said this of the crowd, the simple people believed him in every respect and did not keep their faith quiet, but began to preach his divinity by their deeds and by their words. In other words, by tearing down those palms and those branches, taking off their cloaks and laying them at his feet, and singing to God, Hosanna, as they did so. The people stopped all of their activity to give honor to the King and to the Lamb of God, to praise him and to greet him. They laid aside all their distractions to give that reverence and worship to the rightful King and God. The usurpers, yes, at this began to plot and to seek to destroy the rightful King. Those who were threatened at the arrival of the king entrenched themselves in their pride and in their vanity. They sealed their desire to kill the one who had command over the prison called Hades, the abode of the dead. They were consumed with murder and the thought, let us kill the one that is taking our power. Let us be rid of him that the people may again turn to us for their answers. Jealousy, love of money, love of power, love of prestige consumed their hearts and their thoughts. But this did not stop Christ from accomplishing his mission. This did not stop the king from sealing his reign. Christ marched still to Jerusalem, in and through, in a determined way. He made it a triumphal entry. He knew the evil plotting would be the means by which, definitively, he would gut Hades of its power and draw up all of humanity, every person who clasps to his hands, he clasps them back, and he would bring them up to the throne of his Father in heaven. This is what Christ had his sights set on this day. The crowds and the plotters, they might not have known all of these things. In fact, in the Gospel of John, it says that they knew not these things. But he did. Christ knew it. Our hope is not placed on what is already before us, but rather, our hope is forward-looking. Our hope is looking toward and gazing upon Christ's empty tomb. Even now, as we enter into the sorrowful week, where human beings murder and kill the God-man, even as we enter into that sorrowful week, and we too witness what the same crowds witnessed on that day, we know, unlike they didn't know yet, but we know how it ends. Even not just to the emptying of his own personal tomb there outside of the gates of the city, but to the emptying of every tomb unto all the ages. This is where we put our hope and where we gaze. All of this was arranged by God. St. Nikolai of Ohrid, that great teacher, said this of the crowds and why God arranged it in this way, so that his death would not take place in secret, but in front of hundreds and thousands of witnesses who would be gathered in Jerusalem for that Passover, as St. John calls it, the High Sabbath, that the whole world might know that he really died and that his resurrection would, after that, be a clear and undisputable miracle. This is why God arranged it in this way. This is why the crowds gathered and turned their backs on the temple and toward God. God took the simple people, the crowds, and he used them for this indisputable miracle to show his great love for them. So we must stand with him in simple humility like those crowds did, simple trust in his great power. This great and holy week is an opportunity to be blessed, to be the blessed crowd that greets Christ, and to witness his death and his resurrection. We are those witnesses that he has done this work, and yet through this week, he will completely destroy Hades. We will witness that. He will conquer death by his own death. So my brothers and sisters, knowing this, let us chant as we process, as we sing the hymns of the Divine Liturgy, let us chant with the full knowledge of Christ's triumphal march and walk with him through his passion, his cross, and unto his glorious resurrection, singing like those children did and the great crowds did, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Amen.